And the spirit in which my mom gave me the encouragement to do this, she said, honey, go get him. And she didn't say it with aggression or...
Ashley Judd had her mom, Naomi, in her corner when Ashley went public with the claim that she was sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein. He, of course, continues to deny all the claims.
Well, now an exclusive interview with Rolling Stone contributing editor Joe Levy. Naomi Judd reveals when Ashley first told her of the shocking news.
Well, when did you remember everything? When did she first talk to you about these allegations?
Oh, right afterwards. Hmm. She called and said, you're not going to believe what happened. And of course, I was so furious that something like that could happen to my kid, and so furious about him. I knew immediately. Hmm. And I said, I'm going to go out there and cut off his penis.
The anger is still palpable 20 years after Ashley confided in Naomi about the alleged incident in a Bel Air hotel room. The details of Ashley's account still fresh in Naomi's mind.
She was young, she was in Hollywood, and the behavior she described has become very familiar through 60 to 80 to 90 other accounts. He had her up to his room for a business meeting.
She gets there and he's in his robe, and he says, let's order breakfast. And she said, I'm not hungry. And then he says, come into the bedroom, I want you to help me pick up my clothes for today. And then they were off to the races, she knew. He said, one of the things he said was, watch me take a shower. So she was out of there.
Ashley and Naomi share a tight bond, so tight they live next door to each other in Tennessee. So when Ashley decided to go public in October, her mom was one of the first people she told.
She came over, sat down, took my hand, and she said, Mama, I need your opinion. She said, I'm thinking of writing an article, maybe I'll give it to the New York Times, about Harvey Weinstein. She said, you do remember everything. And I said, I remember everything.
Ashley's claims against Weinstein rattled Naomi, because Naomi claims she was molested by an uncle when she was a child. And she says she was also assaulted by an ex-boyfriend in her 20s. It's all chronicled in her book, A River of Time, about her battle with severe depression and anxiety.
So you thought about jumping off a bridge. You hit a gun in the house. This was something you thought about all the time, or?
Yeah, unfortunately. Hmm. I would get so bad, but we live on a farm, so we had a lot of guns. Hmm. But
your husband took them away at one point, except for the one you hid, right?
Yes. I had one in my boot. You just don't know how the hell you're going to make it through to the next day. You don't want to be here. The pain is that excruciating.
How are you feeling now?
I woke up this morning. I don't have a voice, which is weird. But I'm in recovery. I'm healing. I've obviously got a smile back on my face. And I'm just like Ashley. I feel so fierce, I'm so bold about helping other people. I say hope helps you cope.
Hard to see Naomi so vulnerable like that.
Yeah, you can tell she's still feeling the pain.